The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to this edition of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And once again, there was a big day in college football yesterday. Auburn going down to Texas A&M. Mississippi State hanging tight, winning their game. Florida State winning their game. And then there were a few statement games, people. And I'm going to start right here in the desert with Arizona State University winning emphatically over Notre Dame. And then we're going to go to where Ohio State beat Michigan State in what I think is a big game for them as well. Unbelievable what happened yesterday in college football. I got my man Jeff Rich to talk about it with me. Jeff, once again, we have more confusion with this playoff for the first year of the playoff. What do you have to say about yesterday's action?
Well, there's only confusion because we're talking about it too early. But in any event, it was a great day of college football. A lot of statements made, a lot of football left to be played. And I think that yesterday was the epitome of why we enjoy sports so much.
Absolutely, man. Just unbelievable stuff. You never know what can happen. Baylor beating Oklahoma. I mean, the list goes on. Alabama with a big win for them, 20-13 in overtime, so keeping their dreams alive. And I think that they're probably going to be okay as long as they can win out as well. But a lot to talk about. Obviously, the NBA in full throttle. We got NHL hockey as well. And then, yes, of course, the big one, the NFL. So keep it close. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. As we talk to her each and every week about what their mission is, and then also a featured charity. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Jeff Rich hanging out with me. And now we're going to shoot out, I believe, to Chicago and hook up with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. That's T-I-X, the number four, cause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Personally, I'm doing great as a Chicago sports fan and a Notre Dame fan. Not doing so good. Pretty tough the last week.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is yesterday in the desert here in Tempe, a lot of turnovers for Everett Golson and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and that really was the difference in the game, if you ask me. I know Jeff is the real college expert, but just too many mistakes after everything is said and done, Jeff. Yes or no?
Well, in the end, yes. I think that the end result was the sum of its parts with the, I believe it was five turnovers. But, hey, Mary, I got to ask you, as a Notre Dame fan, when 34-3 became 34-31, did you let yourself believe that it was going to happen? That, from an Arizona State perspective, I think it was here we go again. But if you're a Notre Dame fan, you're thinking, okay, we're about to save the season here like they almost did against Florida State. What was going through your mind as they mounted the big comeback that came up just short?
Bingo. You hit the nail right on the head. We were like, oh, this is it. The comeback is here. And then to have it so quickly just turn so ugly, it was honestly, to a certain point, it was like getting hit in the stomach. You were just like, you just can't believe what you were watching, what you were seeing. And it was, the difference that you felt, when we lost the Florida State game, that's a way different feeling than this one was. This one was just, we really gave it away. I mean, the mistakes, you just can't make those mistakes, that many mistakes in a game like that. And, we paid the price. Hats off to the Sun Devils. Played a great game, and it's just like I say, woo, it's been a really, really, really tough time around here. And, of course, with our game tonight against the Packers, I'm just trying to take cover.
Yeah, I mean, look, that may be ugly, as we all know, but, what's interesting that I saw from that game yesterday is, a lot of times you see tip passes and they get knocked down. But in this case, a lot of those tip passes were caught for interceptions and then obviously big plays returned for touchdowns. So, to a certain degree, Jeff, some of those plays were more fluky, but they do happen every now and again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about flukes. So look at that Oregon-Utah game on Saturday night. A 14-point swing real early where 14-0 Utah lead becomes a 7-7 game because the Utah player decided to celebrate before crossing the goal line. So tons of flukes, but that's what makes the and Auburn too for that matter. you know, victim of their own flukes. But, you know, it's the game we play, and the ball bounces in weird ways because it's oblong-shaped. And I think it's fun for all of us to watch. You know, if everything went to script, it wouldn't be very much fun for any of us.
No, I agree. I mean, that the unpredictability is what makes sports so awesome, to be honest with you. But what makes Mary so awesome is that she comes to us each and every week from ticksforcause.com, which to me is one of the most unbelievable organizations I've ever been involved with, to be honest with you. Tell people a little bit about you and what ticksforcause.com is, Mary.
Andy, ticksforcause.com is a website where people can go whenever they're out looking for tickets to anything, whether it's that college football game, basketball game, football, you name it, concerts. You can come to our website, and you can find the tickets you're looking for to anything, and you can benefit the charity of your choice. No extra cost to you, because what we do is we share 50% of what we make with the charity of your choice. It's as simple as that. We are not ticket brokers. We're not fundraisers. We're technology that we allow our charity members to come on and join for free and to be able to use our technology to get awareness for their organization, for them to be able to raise money, and for people to be able to go out and do the things they're going to do anyways. Use
the
technology and benefit that cause.
No, I agree 100%. Again, Jeff and myself have used ticksforcause.com to purchase tickets, and again, great seats for what I went to see, front row seats to go see spring training baseball. So unbelievable. You really can't miss out on what you guys do. And I always think that your timing is so impeccable, to be honest with you, Mary. And I'm not going to ruin your thunder here. Tell us about the featured charity of this week.
The featured charity this week is Veterans in Transition, and I'm very, very proud to be able to feature this organization, especially this week, because Tuesday, November 11th, is Veterans Day, and what an important day for all of us who are able to sit and enjoy all the things that we get to enjoy, and let's just talk about sports in general, because of the brave young men and women who have gone out and done so much for us and literally have given us our freedom. And I'm really, really honored to be able to feature this. This is one of our newest charities that have come on board, a grassroots organization that saw this tremendous need because so many of our vets are coming back from their military service and they can't find a job. The statistics say that more than 15% of the overall unemployment and underemployment is made up of our veterans, and that's just so, so wrong. And this organization is raising money to be able to provide services to our veterans, to be able to help them get that job, to not only support their families, but to bring back their dignity and to bring back that sense of confidence. And it's a great organization, again, who is out trying to raise funds to be able to provide those services and to go out and go to those companies and corporations who say that they're for the vet and they hire the vet and to make sure that they walk the talk. So it's a great opportunity to feature them.
Very well said, Mary. And, you know, you hit the nail right on the head in one of your opening statements. And I'm going to even take it further. I think it's also given us the ability to do what we do here, which is talk to people on the radio and get our voices heard by many people all over the place. Without what they've done for us, those men and women, Jeff, myself, you, we wouldn't be doing this either. So very appreciative of what the veterans do and people that go and protect this country.
Absolutely. And you know what's so funny is, well, not funny, I guess ironic, is the fact that here we are, you know, getting to do jobs that we love because of the sacrifices that they made. And now for them having that difficult time to be able to get that job to support themselves and their families, it's an honor to be able to help turn the tide on this and to make a difference for them. And like I said, I'm so very grateful for us to be able to have the opportunity to, you know, work with you to be able to get the word out about all of our organizations, but this particular week, this particular organization, Veterans in Transition.
So well
hey,
said. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, Mary, as a veteran, I certainly appreciate the people that are out there to help with the transition, because I can remember Memorial Day weekend 1999 coming home, and it's like, now what? Now what do I do? And it's great that there's such a great organization out there with Veterans Day coming up this week. A lot of good things going on. I myself was out at an event for the Wounded Warrior Project. We raised about $1,000 for our veterans coming home from foreign wars. And I think that everybody appreciates that. That these guys are out there. Every Sunday morning I do check the site, and it looked at. Did I notice a little bit of a redesign with ticksforcause.com?
You absolutely did, Jeff. We did. We just launched our new look, and a lot of new features that we added to our website. We're really proud. We pushed it out late last week, so it makes it easier now for people to be able to come in and find the tickets that they're looking for, and to be able to help those charities. And I would be remiss, again, if I did not just stop here for a minute and thank you for your service as well. We wouldn't be here, again, without sacrifices that you made. And, again, to be able to think about veterans who are out there and the work that you did to raise funds, for people to be able to go and buy a ticket on Ticks for Cause, that average transaction is going to relate to $25, $26 going back simply because you bought your tickets through ticksforcause.com.
Very good. Absolutely. I mean, again, we encourage everybody to go check out ticksforcause.com. It's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. Mary is the CEO and founder, and we're very fortunate to have you each and every week, Mary, talk to us and give me an education about things. And it's always nice to rap with you about sports, especially when my Green Bay Packers are playing your Chicago Bears today, and I got a pretty good feeling about this one, to be honest with you, Mary. So.
Really? You do, huh? You know what? I have that same good feeling for you. You enjoy the game tonight. I'll be thinking about you, but it'll be a little sad, I think.
Have a great day, Mary. Appreciate it as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, you guys, enjoy the day, enjoy the week. Take care.
Mary Nemes from ticksforcause.com. And again, get out there and support those veterans people, because, like she said, without them, we all wouldn't be doing what we want to do. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. By the way, you can get at us at JRichRadio on Twitter or at Dorf on Sports on Twitter. And also, get involved on the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Lots to talk about, people, with what happened in college football yesterday. Who's your squad? Who's your team? Who do you like making that playoff? As Jeff said earlier in the program, the most confusing thing about what we're doing is we're talking about it too early. But that's what we're supposed to do, Jeff, when you really think about it, is we're supposed to break down what's happening each and every week. And it's like the end of the world until the next week. So Auburn probably knocking themselves out of any contention, I would have to think, after yesterday. TCU making their case even that much stronger after yesterday, beating Kansas State pretty emphatically. So who's got an outside shot at making the playoff in your mind, Jeff?
Well, there's four teams allowed in. You got to figure that there's going to be at least one from the ACC or one from the SEC, Florida State if they hang on, and then who knows? And there's there's only two seats for a lot of contenders. As you mentioned, TCU is making a strong case for itself out of the Big 12. I think Notre Dame's eliminated, but you look at Oregon, you look at Arizona State. If those two can meet in the Pac-12 championship unscathed, I think that one of those two teams is certainly has an inside track at it. I think that Ohio State needs some help. I think they need someone to lose above them, and that goes for the Big Ten on the whole, because you have Nebraska sitting in there in the West with one loss, but who have they beaten? You have Ohio State sitting there in the East with one loss, but that loss came to a very bad Virginia Tech team. So we've heard it for the last couple months now, that Virginia Tech victory over Ohio State in September is going to weigh down on the Buckeyes like an anchor. So beyond that, though, not a lot of mystery to it. I mean, I think the SEC needs to figure itself out. Will Florida State go down? Probably not. And the Pac-12 needs to figure itself out. But it should be a very compelling set of three games there in January to determine a national championship via playoff for the first time in college football history.
You know, and you said something interesting right in the beginning where you thought one SEC team will get in earlier in the year. As many as three people were talking about. So it looks like you're ready to eliminate a couple out of there, which ultimately at the end of the day makes a lot of sense because, you know, you're going to have a team with maybe two losses in there, and that just doesn't make any sense. So I get that. Arizona State, I think after yesterday, like you said, they went out. They make a very strong case for them to get in that playoff. It's going to be them or Oregon. Let's face it. One of those two teams is going to make it into the playoff. The Pac-12, a lot of hype to start out. Some decent teams, you know, UCLA still in the mix. Utah in the top 25. Arizona in the top 25. A-State in the top 25. Oregon in the top 25. So, you know, about half of the conference is ranked. And I don't know what the number is exactly, Jeff. Maybe you do, but if I'm not mistaken, I feel like Arizona State has played a ranked opponent 9 weeks or something out of their schedule. Is that correct?
It's five of the last 6 weeks. I'm not sure that they met anyone ranked in non-conference because they played New Mexico earlier in the year because they only played New Mexico at an FCS school. So, but yeah, I mean, you look at the Pac-12. The Pac-12 from top to bottom. I mean, Arizona was one of the nation's last undefeated teams. UCLA has just fallen a bit, but you know, I think that a big argument for the SEC is that they talk about how they cannibalize each other. So maybe take those, you know, maybe take the two in the loss column with a grain of salt. But how can you not say the same thing for the Pac-12? Look, September 25th, UCLA looked dominant. They come into Tempe and they just destroy the Sun Devils. And the Sun Devils haven't looked back since. You know, but UCLA has gone down a couple times now, and that doesn't make UCLA a bad team. Just like it doesn't make Arizona a bad team for losing a couple games. They're losing to good teams, and if you're going to make that argument for the SEC West, you have to make it for the Pac-12 as well.
Okay, I can live with that, I guess, at this point. And you know what? To me, what's made Arizona State better the last few weeks is their defense has gotten immensely better, Jeff. Again, making plays. Those tip passes yesterday turned into touchdowns. And to me, that's been the big difference for them is their defense that was so young and learning on the job and kind of just getting their feet wet earlier in the season now has their feet wet, and that's a pretty formidable defense at this point.
Yeah, you have to tip your cap to the head coach, Todd Graham, for putting this together because, you know, they say that the NFL is about X's and O's and college football is more about the Willies and Joes, but I think the tide is turning there. You know, you look at this Arizona State defense. They had two returning starters from last year's Pac-12 South Division Championship team, and that was Jackson Hood on the defensive line and Demarius Randall in the backfield. They were playing without Hood against a Notre Dame team that I previously thought could run the ball. I know that they've kind of evolved into a passing team as Everett Golson's game has developed, but I didn't think that they'd be able to stop Notre Dame. They got their hands on passes, and that's the name of the game. I mean, we call it fluky, but you know, once you create chaos by tipping a pass, anything can happen, and good things happen for Arizona State when they got their hands on the football on Saturday at Sun Devil Stadium.
100%. All right, we're going to go out to the phones again. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits, and people get involved on the conversation. We welcome it. We encourage it. Let's hook up with Chris and Flagstaff. Chris, how you doing this morning, man?
I'm ecstatic. Andy Murray just lost to Nishi Corey in the ATP World Finals, so that's good news. I'm pulling for Nishi Corey. Would like to see a new guy win it.
I agree, man. Nishi Corey's been an up-and-comer for a while now, and obviously we saw what he did at the U.S. Open, not enough to get by Marion Cilic, but at the end of the day, a very impressive run for him. And by the way, we're talking men's tennis at this point, if people are a little confused as to who, if they haven't heard who Nishi Corey is. But, yeah, pretty impressive, man, absolutely.
Yeah, he beat Murray 6-4, 6-4. And then I was curious, did you guys watch that Rockets and Warriors game last night?
You know what? I did not see the game. Obviously, I know the result. I know that Dwight Howard did not play the game. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, I think both of those basketball teams are going to be very tough to beat come later on, and they're playoff contenders for sure, maybe even teams that can get out of the Western Conference as well. So, very good basketball teams. It's really early, too, though. Let's not get caught speeding when it comes to NBA basketball. We all know injuries could take place, and at this point, everybody's healthy. But yesterday, no Dwight Howard in that, so I don't want to take it and say that, you know, the Warriors didn't do a great job, because they did. But at the end of the day,
The Warriors didn't have David Lee either.
But you know what? At that point, you know what? They've played without David Lee a lot more, and you know, last season he was in and out of that lineup. They're accustomed to that. I actually think at this point, what I'm most impressed with is their offense. You know, Mark Jackson had them playing great defense, but Steve Kerr has them playing as good a defense and maybe a lot better offense. So I wasn't too up on this, to be honest with you, with Steve Kerr getting the job, because I like Mark Jackson a lot. But at the end of the day, so far, it seems like he's got a better offensive scheme than Mark Jackson did. Jeff, did you happen to catch the game or no?
You know what? I caught bits and pieces. I was mostly focused on college football last night, but I gotta say, I like the Warrior style of play, and I think that they're building a college team, and you know, building a college team that goes deep into the tournament every March because they're built around their backcourt play. I mean, I think that I think that it's a negligible difference whether David Lee plays or not, but if that backcourt's shooting lights, is shooting lights out from the perimeter, look out for the Golden State Warriors. I know there's a lot of favorites in the West this year, but they've certainly played very well coming out of the gate, and I expect this to be pretty sustainable there in Oakland.
Hey, Chris, we just have a moment before we got to take a break, but I got to assume you're an Arizona State Sun Devil fan. How impressed were you yesterday with them over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish?
Yeah, Taylor Kelly managed the game, but I don't think he really did enough to win. I think the defense really saved us.
Oh, well, that defense is really starting to play. I mean, think about it. They have got a lot of young guys, but at this point, really making some big plays. And
DJ Foster had a huge game, too. He saved us, too.
DJ Foster, good kid, man. I know that guy. I see him all the time at the gym. Great kid. Really good kid, to be honest with you. Hey, Chris, we got to run. Appreciate the call.
All right.
You too, brother. Hey, I don't know if you know DJ Foster, by the way, Jeff, but really good kid, nice kid, so down to earth. See him at the gym all the time. He's a very hard worker. We got to get the heck out of the Dodge, so keep it close. John Poulton on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Looking to get away this fall? Visit the charming bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, enticing cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Autumn rates from $179 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodge@tiburon.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hey, George, are you watching the game? I sure am.
How do I sound?
Great. Why?
I just got Easy Office Phone's cloud-based business phone service. The friendly support agent crafted a custom auto attendant with all the advanced phone features my business needs and North American calling included. But that's not all. I got the Panasonic deal with $25 off each handset and the first month for free.
Wow. How do I get that Panasonic deal?
Easy. Call them at 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as always. Talked to Mary Nemitz just a little bit ago from ticksforcause.com. Again, get out there and support those veterans. They're making everything possible for you and I to do what we want to do in this world, to be honest with you. Speaking of doing what we want to do, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, all the way from Canada. John, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are the two of you this morning?
No complaints on my end. Jeff, you got anything to complain about? I mean, we can't be that upset when you think about it. I'm a Sun Devil. I don't know if Jeff is or not, but we got a big victory yesterday over the Fighting Irish, and getting ourselves maybe in that first playoff for the national title would be pretty cool, to be honest with you. So I got nothing to really complain about. Jeff, you?
I'm all good on this end.
So, John, I remember talking to you a couple weeks ago about NHL hockey a little bit, and you said, look, I kind of like to wait till about 20 games or so into the season to get my litmus test for the first time. How are you feeling about NHL hockey right now?
Well, in some respects, it's very much the way that it has always been in recent years anyway, in that the West is the dominant conference. And in some respects, it's a little bit upside down. A couple of teams that we would expect to see at the top or close to the bottom, based on their performance last year, we expected a little bit more. And there's a couple of teams that have come out of the gate pretty quickly. And, yeah, it's still pretty early. The average team has played about 14 games. I think a couple of teams have played 12 and a couple of teams have played 16. So a little early to tell. You know, 20 games is pretty much the quarter-mile spot. It's sort of like, you know, the first 30 or 35 games in a baseball season. But a couple of teams that have kind of surprised me a little bit on the positive side would be Nashville, leading that pretty strong Central Division. They're 9-2 and two overtime losses in 14 games. 9-3 with two overtime losses in 14 games. And the New York Islanders, who for years and years have sort of been the doormats out there on Long Island, and they're 9-5 in 14 games, and second in the Metropolitan Division, only to the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are just on fire right now, having won seven in a row, 8-1-1 in their last 10. So those, I think, would be the positive surprises. The negative surprises would be the inconsistency of the Montreal Canadiens. They look great one night and they look terrible the next. And Jeff's Columbus Blue Jackets, that sort of made a lot of inroads last year with getting to the playoffs for the first time, and they've been hurt badly by injuries this year, so it's hard to tell just how good or bad that team is.
And well, John, I gotta slow you down there. I'm not a Columbus. I grew up in Cleveland, but I'm a firm Arizona Coyotes fan. And
wow,
you know, we suffered a tough one to the to the upstart Islanders last night with 2.5 minutes left. You know, Mike Smith plays a great game, but looked like the Coyotes just ran out of gas last night.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, and I guess I look at your roots, Jeff, in terms of your Ohio roots, and I guess in some respects your heart's still in Ohio sporting-wise. And I guess the other thing that's been a little puzzling is the slow start that the Blackhawks have gotten off to. And here's a team that is pretty much unbeatable at home, and they've already dropped three games at home, which is a very sort of unusual start for them. And unfortunately with them, it's surprisingly, it's all because they can't score goals. In 14 games, they've given up about 1.85 goals a game, and here they are at basically a 500 team. So at some point in time, that offense will get rolling, and that will correct itself. But that's a pretty strong division, that Western Conference Central Division. So I'm looking for that to tighten up. Minnesota was at the top a week ago, and now they find themselves in fourth or fifth place. So it can change. Lots of hockey still to be played.
Hey, John, you know, you just mentioned Minnesota. I happened to catch that game the other day with the Wild in Pittsburgh, and I got to ask you, that goal that they did not allow obviously was a huge momentum swinger in that game. Do you think they made the right call or not?
Didn't see it, Andy. I was at a couple of games myself this week, so I didn't see it, so I'm not really sure which goal that you're speaking of. But the goal line technology that they have in rinks today is generally pretty good, and for the most part, they do get it right, but it's just like the umpire calls in baseball. There is once in a while that they make the wrong call, and it always seems to happen at the wrong time of the game. So
I think what they ruled was is interference, and they disallowed the goal, but there was a lot of activity around the net, and I think it was more of a bailout than anything. Jeff, did you catch that or no?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I don't know. It just was an interesting play in a game where the Wild were looking to make a big push, and if they would have wound up allowing that goal, I think it could have changed the momentum of that whole game, to be honest with you. And that's pretty much what Barry Melrose was saying. And when it comes to hockey, I pretty much believe whatever Barry Melrose has to say. But I don't know. I just think that it was interesting from what I saw, my perspective, because there was so much activity going on in front of the net, and I don't know how you could have called it interference.
Well, you know, that's one of the problems with hockey, the way that it is, and you get in front of the net, and there's all those guys battling for the puck, and everybody's sort of defending their own square inch, and a lot of times you'll see some hustle and bustle there, and you really don't know who it is that's at fault. You know, does somebody push somebody into another guy, and that creates a problem? Is some of it deliberate? In the American Hockey League, there was a game last week that I saw the highlights of where a guy had a 1-on-nothing or 2-on-nothing breakaway, and the goalie purposely leaned back into the net, lifted it off the net so that play would stop. It's an automatic penalty shot, but I guess he figured he had a better chance of stopping a 1-on-0 than he did a 2-on-0, and he ended up making the save. So at the end of the day, it was worth it, but not a very sportsmanlike gesture.
No, 100%. We're talking to John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down some NHL hockey. Hey, I want to switch over and let's talk some baseball. News in Dodgerland, obviously, as we all know, they introduced a new GM. What do you think is in the mix for the Dodgers in the future here?
Well, that's going to be a puzzling one because Zadi comes from an organization that hasn't been known to spend big money. They throw nickels around like their manhole covers up in Oakland, and he goes to a team with the Dodgers where you know they're sort of second to the Yankees in terms of how quickly they can get a checkbook out. So I think that's going to be an interesting transition, whether he continues to follow the recent Dodger mold in terms of writing checks and loading up with big stars, big contracts, which to some respects has not been all that successful, certainly not in the postseason, or whether he tries to haul in the reins a little bit and maybe not go as quote-unquote cheap as Oakland has gone in terms of how they have paid their players. And you know, we don't know, but is that perhaps part of Dodger ownership's plan in bringing in somebody with those kinds of skills and background? I think that's going to be an interesting 2015 season in terms of how the Dodgers set up their roster, certainly from a salary standpoint. And I wonder how comfortable or uncomfortable he's going to be with Coletti still in the background with the fancy title of assistant to the president, Stan Kasten. Whether Coletti's making any decisions, has any inputs, we don't know. But I'd have to feel a little bit uncomfortable as a first-time GM if my my predecessor had been kicked upstairs and was in some respects a little bit more senior than I was.
Hey, fellas, you know, earlier in the week, I don't know, Jeff, if you had a question there, but earlier in the week, obviously A-Rod confessed about buying his performance-enhancing drugs from Biogenesis. Look, I had a hard time rooting for this guy in the first place, but at, like, what, 40 years old, what did the Yankees do with this guy?
I wish they knew, and I wish anybody knew, and I read that article this week, and I sat back and I thought about the numerous conversations the three of us have had on that, and I guess the four of us, if we include the times that Fred's been involved in our conversations, and I think we're all pretty disgusted with this individual, and you know, finally he's confessed, which I guess is somewhat good, but he also admitted to paying his cousin $1 million to keep quiet, which to me just downgrades his character even more. And I have to wonder what the Yankees do. You know, legally, can they cut this guy? They probably can cut him as long as they pay him. You know, he's got a guaranteed contract, but if you're the Yankees, you're also a business person or a business team. Do you want to write off that amount of money without getting any production whatsoever? And, you know, do we know what kind of production we're going to get from this guy? I heard rumblings that he wants to come back, and with Jeter retiring, he wants to move back to shortstop. And I just kind of wonder what kind of range he would have as a shortstop, given the fact that he's been out of baseball for a year and he's had these hip injuries and whatever else he's had. I just don't think that's an improvement. And once again, the Yankees are a distraction, and Mr. Rodriguez is front and center for that distraction.
Absolutely. Hey, John, you know, I'm just so tired of talking about him, tired of hearing about him, can't wait for the guy to go away. So let's talk about some things, you know, things that actually matter on the baseball field next year.
I'm with you.
I hear you. We have an A-list of free agents, and we have a few teams that still don't have a manager. I know that we're coming up on the break here, but if you want to weigh in on the hot stove in Major League Baseball, I'd love to hear a few thoughts.
Well, tomorrow is going to be an interesting day because tomorrow is the start of the GM meetings down in your neck of the woods in Phoenix, and I think they run for 4 days. And they have sort of become the laying of the groundwork for trades and signings. And coincidentally, tomorrow is also the day when all of the important free agents that have been given tendered offers of $15.3 million have to decide whether they're going to take that offer or whether they're going to declare themselves free agents. So I think the hot stove will buzz a little bit more tomorrow after those 10 or 12 key guys have made their decisions. And there's a few big names in there, and there's also a couple of teams that I think are probably going to look to try and move some players, and the Phillies would be the one that, to me, would be front and center. They've got some expensive talent that isn't going to be around in its prime by the time the Phillies get back to being in contention. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Phillies try and move Cole Hamels. And, you know, one of the teams that's in the forefront for pitching now is the Cubs. And, you know, could a guy like Hamels be tempted to waive whatever no-trade, no-movement clause he has to go to the Cubs and, you know, potentially put himself in a better position? I think it's going to be interesting to see the way these things shake out. And, you know, Torrey Hunter's got a similar problem in Detroit because the Tigers won't want to commit the kind of money he wants until they know what's happening with the Scherzers and the Martinezes of this world. So a week from now, I think it's going to look a heck of a lot clearer than it does today.
Well, for the record, I want Victor to come home to Cleveland. That's the big one. I don't care where Scherzer goes. I don't care where Hunter goes.
You want him to come home.
I want him to come home. Yeah. You know, he's worked with Tito in the past. Everything with the Cleveland Indians, everything with Francona's team goes through the catcher. So, I know that Santana no longer plays the position, but I think Victor would accompany Santana and Yan Gomes quite nicely there in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think it would be a nice move. Be interesting to see whether Martinez feels that there's a chance to win something there. I think some of those older guys in Detroit might be second guessing now the Tigers' window in terms of winning, and it's going to be key what they do in terms of how they load that team up as to what the future is there. Because I think one more postseason failure, and it's time to back up the truck and unload some of those older, well-paid guys in Detroit.
Well, let us hope so.
Hey, John, we're just about to run, but a quick question for you. Do you think Madden makes Chicago Cubs a little bit more appealing to some of those free agents?
Yeah, he does. Whether it's enough to attract all the talent they need to upgrade from last in the division to a contender is another story. I don't see it happening in 1 year, Andy, but I think if they can build two or three good free agent crops over the next couple of years, and they can develop their younger talent the way that it looks like it's going to develop and started to develop in 2014, I can see it happening for all the wrong reasons, but I can see it happening.
Hey, John, appreciate it, man. As always, we'll catch up with you next Sunday right here on the program.
You betcha. My pleasure as always. Have a good week, guys, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Keep it close. One final segment to this hour. Jeff Rich and the Dorf Man will get you through. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Jeff, before I let you run for this hour, and we'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so when Fred joins the program here at the top of the hour, but a lot of good storylines in the NFL today as well. You got the Cowboys playing the Jags in London, and the return of Tony Romo. You've got a lot of other ones, obviously, with the Green Bay Packers playing the Chicago Bears, the oldest rivalry in football. Just so many storylines with today's games. What are you looking forward to most with today's action?
Well, you got an exciting one in New Orleans. I think San Francisco's got to right the ship or, you know, get off the pot, quite frankly. New Orleans plays really well at home. Baltimore's got to, you know, Baltimore's a last place team that's got to try to keep up with the contenders in the AFC North. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the Cleveland Browns blew out the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football, 24-3 in Cincinnati. But I think that Baltimore getting the win over Tennessee and San Francisco trying to get it done in the Dome are probably two of the main storylines to watch. Cowboys are always a story, and you know, who could forget Packers Bears, and that's going to be on Sunday Night Football. So looking forward to all the day's action. See if Arizona can keep on keeping on with the Rams coming to
absolutely
today. And you know, Oakland looking for its first win. It's going to be a tall order against the Denver Broncos at home too.
All righty, got to run. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be back with another hour right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Strong. Two Americans detained in North Korea are on their way home, which might mean the North Koreans want something in return.
It seems as if they are trying to find a way in which to establish a dialogue with Washington. They have long wanted to be recognized directly by Washington and not to go through interlocutors in Seoul and places like that.
That's former intelligence analyst Cedric Layton. Michael Miller and Kenneth Bay are now free, and they're the last two Americans known to be held by North Korea. A federal judge is saying no to Arizona's immigrant smuggling law.
The law prohibited people from smuggling immigrants into the country. And the feds were saying that we have a similar law and that we have exclusive right to these prosecutions.
That's correspondent Jacques Biot. Typhoon Nuri in the Aleutian Islands. But the typhoon is hitting islands that are mostly uninhabited. The top wind speed, 96 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Now through Sunday. Exclusions apply and 15% offer. Find details at guitarcenter.com/trade-in-event.
Today in America, people wake up worrying about their job and paying their bills, and that stinks. People in third world countries wake up worrying if their children will have anything to eat, and that stinks even worse. There's a way to help solve both of those problems. With USAGoodness.com, you can earn extra money working from home by helping to feed starving children in poverty-stricken areas. How great is that? Go to USAGoodness.com or call 800-301-6177.
Republicans are promising strong scrutiny of the president's choice for attorney general. Loretta Lynch is a former federal prosecutor.
If I have the honor of being confirmed by the Senate, I will wake up every morning with the protection of the American people my first thought.
There are ties between Lynch and outgoing attorney general Eric Holder. Holder appointed her to a committee that advises him on policy. 1,500 new troops headed to help Iraqi and Kurdish forces. Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Anbar in western Iraq saw some of the most brutal fighting of the Iraq War. It's also where Islamic State militants have been slaughtering civilians, including women and children. U.S. advising teams will return there and also move into northern Iraq.
The Pentagon says these are not combat troops, but will be in harm's way. The judge in charge of the case of James Holmes says he will issue 9,000 jury summonses. Holmes opened fire at a Denver-area movie theater in July of 2012, killing 12, injuring 70 more. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Now through Sunday. Exclusions apply and 15% offer. Find details at guitarcenter.com/trade-in-event.
In Pittsburgh, Dr. Robert Ferrante has been convicted in the cyanide poisoning death of his wife. Correspondent Joe Mandak.
Earlier, he had told police and a medical colleague that he had met his wife when she came home from work that evening and given her a creatine energy drink before she collapsed. When he testified on the stand, Dr. Ferrante denied meeting his wife downstairs and said he was upstairs when he heard her come in the rear door, and that when he went downstairs and she gave him a peck on the cheek, she collapsed.
Ferrante will face life in prison. A man from Northern Ireland who says he fought against ISIS is being charged with terrorism in the United Kingdom. Kyle McKinnon has more.
The judge in the case against 25-year-old Eamon Bradley says he'd find it very hard for the state to argue that fighting against Islamic State militants was an act of terrorism. Bradley was charged with receiving training in arms and explosives and possessing a grenade. Judge Barney McCallum saying this all raises issues about the definition of terrorism.
And this weekend, Germany celebrates the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Correspondent Frank Jordan.
People who were around at the time will remember the amazing television footage of East Berliners streaming through the wall into West Berlin, giddy with excitement that they were able to do this for the first time in, well, almost three decades.
But a cautionary note from former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, who says new tensions, especially the ones surrounding Ukraine, are pushing the world closer to a new Cold War. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen with me this hour. Lots to talk about in the sports world from college football. A couple of upsets yesterday, a couple of statement games yesterday. Obviously, the NFL on today. And this is something that I'm not so happy about. The NFL Players Association asking for Peterson to be reinstated. I got to think that Fred Wallen has some thoughts about that. I got to think that Fred Wallen has some thoughts about a lot of things going on in the sports world. Good morning, Fred. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, Andy. Last night, of course, a big night in college football, as you indicated. Kalen Clay of Utah celebrating at the half-yard line cost his team a chance to beat Oregon. They would have been up 14-0. We can discuss that when we come back, and a whole slew of other college games, too.
Yeah, Texas A&M getting that big victory over Auburn. TCU with a statement game, as I said, about some of those teams over Kansas State. Ohio State with a little bit of a statement game. And then, obviously, the big one for me here in the desert, Arizona State whooping up on the Fighting Irish of the Notre Dame. So, a lot to talk about. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com, and hit me up on Twitter, @DorfOnSports. Keep it close. We'll be right back with a ton of things on our minds. He's Fred, I'm the Dorf Man, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover Card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes.
Want to add more excitement behind the wheel? Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline and experience a drive that comes alive. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. And now you can save big on Shell fuels. Just sign up free for the Fuel Rewards Network program and receive at least 3 cents per gallon instantly on every fill-up. For full offer and details, visit fuelrewards.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. I am in the desert where the Arizona State Sun Devils, my Arizona State Sun Devils, took care of business yesterday. Something that we don't really do, to be honest with you, Fred, in those big-time games. We usually kind of drop the ball, but it was the Notre Dame Fighting Irish that were dropping the ball a little bit more often than we were yesterday, and ASU wins big, 55-31. You talked a little bit about that Oregon game. They wound up manhandling Utah 51-27, but like you said, could have been, maybe could have been a different outcome.
Well, it was 7-0, and if Kalen Clay holds the ball for another half yard, it's 14-0. So certainly, if you missed the game, folks, what happened was he dropped the ball before we scored the touchdown on a long pass. Oregon runs it back for a touchdown, so instead of 14-0, it's 7-7. Obviously, all the momentum switched, and it wasn't a 51-27 game. And again, I didn't wager on it. But you can go to phoenixsports.com for my predictions. But I didn't wager on it one way or the other. But it wasn't a 51-27 game. It was like a 10-point game, whatever the case might be. The Oregon scored a couple times late because Utah knew at that point they were dead. But if Kalen Clay doesn't try to showboat a little bit, perhaps that game goes down to the wire. I don't know. Oregon's awfully good. They're awfully fast. And I'm not sure they get enough credit because they're in the Pac-12 versus the SEC schools. And I have to say something else since we're talking about that, Andy. I think I said this a couple of weeks ago on this show, and I'm going to stick to it. It's unfair that the Pac-12 plays 9 conference games and the SEC plays 8. So that's why you can play a Presbyterian or a Tennessee Martin on Saturday before another big game if you're in the SEC, but you have to face a Utah team on the road if you're Oregon, or if you're Arizona, you've got to go on the road to win a key game where the SEC doesn't have to do that. So if you're going to have this 4-team thing or 8-team thing or 16-team thing, it should be balanced where conferences play the same number of games to balance it out, because obviously a lot of the one team, Mississippi State, aren't going to lose to Presbyterian and Tennessee Martin.
Sure.
So if they're in the top 4 or in the top 8 or in the top 10, they're not going to drop down. Well, if Oregon has to play a tough one at Utah and loses, they are going to drop. So I think it's unfair.
I mean, look, the schedules are the schedules, and when you play those teams, you play those teams. So I don't have a problem with that. I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's more likely that Utah is going to upset Oregon than, like you said, a Presbyterian is going to upset Mississippi State or one of those better teams. I totally agree with you. However, these schedules, as we know, are made long before the seasons. So it is what it is. And if they schedule those powder puffs, they schedule those powder puffs.
Well, again, I don't think it's fair that one conference plays eight games and another conference plays nine. You know, and also, you know, you talk about Arizona State. They've got Oregon State, Washington State, and then Arizona on the road.
Yes.
The only one they could lose is Arizona on the road. You know, it's just timing. But in the Pac-12, and if folks don't understand this, when they added Colorado and Utah, USC and UCLA said, we're only okay with this if we still play Cal and Stanford every year. And, of course, the five schools in the southern part of the Pac-12, which makes it impossible to play everybody if you're going to play a nine-game schedule. So what happened this year is UCLA gets stuck with Oregon and Washington, and Arizona State gets Oregon State and Washington State. Now, next year it's going to switch back, so it's just timing. But, I mean, it is what it is, and UCLA did knock off Arizona State 62-27. So if you're a Bruin fan, you got to hope the UCLA can knock off USC and Stanford, which certainly neither would be a lock. And then Arizona beats Arizona State, and then UCLA would go because they knocked off both Arizona and Arizona State. But it's going to be a tough go for UCLA, and Arizona State has Oregon State and Washington State back-to-back. They'll win those two, and then it's University of Arizona in the territorial game, and anything is possible.
No, I agree 100%. Look, I think A-State wins out. I think that Todd Graham has these guys playing very well. I've been more than impressed with the job that he's done, to be honest with you. The defense is starting to play a lot better. They're turning, you know, they get the turnovers, but now those turnovers are leading to points as well. So Arizona State's defense, to me, is the biggest improvement from this team. We knew that they had a good offense, but the defense was so good yesterday, applied so much pressure on Golson that, you know, made it very difficult for him. And he made a lot of mistakes. So, you know, I think you got to put a little bit on him, but you have to give a lot of credit to Arizona State for coming out and playing a heck of a football game yesterday.
Yeah, and Brian Kelly can't use a penalty as an excuse why they lost like he did in the Florida State game. I don't like Brian Kelly at all, but for other reasons. But he alibis, he makes excuses. He couldn't make an excuse yesterday. I mean, Notre Dame made a good run in the second half, then Arizona State pulled away again. But the bottom line is I wouldn't have wagered one way or the other on that game. It was too close to call, in my opinion. It was a great win, I thought, for the Pac-12. And it should be interesting on Tuesday afternoon, when they decide when the numbers come out as far as 1, 2, 3, 4 to 10, because it would seem to me that Arizona State should jump two or three places, maybe to 6 or 7, and who knows what could happen if they did win out and they knocked off Oregon in the championship game in San Francisco. So you could be on a winner. You could be on a nice horse here. But again, I don't think they give the Pac-12, we've talked about this before, as much credit as they give the SEC. I think a Pac-12 school doesn't jump up as much or as quickly as an SEC and would drop back faster than an SEC club. And I think it's just because of geography. I think more of the 12 people that are now voting are probably in the East, and they probably didn't stay up late to watch Oregon last night. Maybe they did, but most likely they didn't. And I think that's totally unfair. I think the Pac-12 is as tough as the SEC this year. I really
do. Look, Fred, but again, I think, you know, with all due respect, look, to ask people to stay up till 1:30 or 2 in the morning, again, that game went well after 11 p.m. our time. Again, I think the problem is, and I think that Jeff may have said this last week, or I'm not exactly sure who said it, but look, why don't they play those games earlier in the day? That's the best question.
I said that, but the point, see, they're trying to make as much money as possible, so they spread them out. And, of course, geographically, time-wise, we're 3 hours later or earlier, depending on how you look at it, than the people in the East. So I would say maybe they get more voters in the West. I don't know how the 12 people, it was 13, but Archie backed out of it. But I don't know how they picked the 12 guys, but I would guarantee you that 8 out of 12 or 9 out of 12 are probably east of the Mississippi. And that's what I'm talking about. Maybe they get some voters out here too, and maybe it balances out. Because I don't watch the SEC as much as I watch the Big Ten and the Pac-12, I'll be honest with you. But the games that I have seen, I think the Pac-12 clubs, Arizona State and UCLA and certainly Oregon, can compete with the Alabamas and the Auburns and the Mississippi States and the Mississippis and the SEC. I really do this year. Not recently, I mean, not over the last decade, but this year, I think the quarterbacks are here in the Pac-12. You can't do much better than a lot of the quarterbacks who are leading the Pac-12 clubs right about now. So, again, Hundley had a great game for UCLA. Mariota is going to get the Heisman. I'm going to vote for him, and he's going to get it. And by the way, who I've got second right now is your guy from Wisconsin, Melvin Gordon, who's one fantastic running back, 205 yards.
Yep. Yeah, unbelievable on 25 carries, and the Badgers are playing pretty well as well. But, you know, I just got a thought here. You know, it was a pretty warm day here in the desert yesterday. That was a 1:30 game. That should have been a primetime game at 5 o'clock. The sun would have been coming down, a little bit cooler. I don't know. I think the way that the Pac-12 schedules the games is ridiculous, but that's a whole nother conversation. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, talk some NFL football. A lot of good storylines in the NFL today, so keep it close. We'll be right back with a lot of good stuff. He's Fred. I am the Dorf Man. Again, you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Are
you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
All right, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. This is in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in the desert here in Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, talk some NFL football here. Some really good matchups when you think about it, guys. Chiefs at the Bills, both teams 5-3. You got the Dolphins and the Lions, both those teams above 500. You got the Cowboys with the return of Tony Romo playing the Jags, who are an awful football team. 49ers and Saints, both those teams at 4-4. Who would have thought that at this point? Ravens needing a victory over the Titans. The Steelers needing a victory over the Jets after what Cleveland did on Thursday night. Falcons. Not a good football team playing the Buccaneers, so that's not much interest. But the Broncos have the Raiders, and for some reason, those games are always interesting, even if the Raiders aren't very good. You got the Rams playing the Cardinals, and the Cardinals right now are the Kings in the NFC at 7-1, so they got to keep the ball rolling for them. The Giants and the Seahawks, it's a must-win for the Seahawks at this point. And then, obviously, later tonight, we got the Bears and the Packers and the oldest rivalry in football. And like I said, Cleveland really handling the Bengals the other day. So a lot of good stuff and a lot of good storylines in the NFL today. Fred, I want to start with you on this one and get your thought about the 49ers and the Saints. Both teams knotted at 4-4. Saints play pretty solid at home, but 49ers, as we all know, are a pretty good football team. When they go out and play well, they're good. But they haven't. They've been a little bit of a mixed bag of tricks this year, if you will. So 49ers and Saints, pretty good football game today, yes?
Yeah, I think too close to call. It's not one I'd give out at phoenixsports.com. But, yeah, it's there's no question it should be a close game. The Saints are much, much, like every team, but they are really much, much better at home than on the road. It's like night and day as far as the Saints are concerned. They're in a very weak division. The 49ers are in a very strong division. The game might even mean more to the 49ers. I don't know if you look at it because the Saints, Mac, get in at 8-8.
The
49ers can't. Another loss, and they could be out of even the wild card. So it's like an impossible situation. But let me just say this before we throw it to Jeff, and I want your opinion. I mentioned this on Sports Overnight America Friday night, and I, honest to God, it's what I've thought about since Thursday. The performance that Andy Dalton put on national TV on Thursday, in my opinion, off of what I've seen since the age of five, was the worst quarterback performance I've ever seen in the NFL. Jeff, agree, disagree? Can you remember anyone worse or any game worse than Andy Dalton performed on Thursday?
Oh, there's a handful of Derek Anderson performances, but nobody saw those other than Browns fans. As a matter of fact, Derek Anderson with the Browns trying to make the playoffs in 2007 only had to beat a bad Cincinnati team, and I think he was something like 5-21. But there's a game against Buffalo, I want to say it was in 2009, where Anderson was like 2 of 17 for 21 yards, and the Browns beat the Bills 6-3 or 9-6 or something like that. So, but Dalton was absolutely horrific. Just an insult to the talents of AJ Green and Mohamed Sanu. Not to take anything away from the Browns, but Dalton couldn't have been any more horrible. And this is a guy that's gotten his team to the playoffs 3 years in a row. He hasn't won in the postseason, but Bengals fans have got to be starting to turn south on Andy Dalton. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, 10 for 33, 86 yards, obviously no touchdowns. The highest receiver was 29 yards, which is Jermaine Gresham. So, yeah, just a very, very tough go for Andy Dalton. And you know what's interesting there is not guaranteed money next year. I got to think that the Bengals are thinking of going in a different direction. I don't care if he's led them to the playoffs before or not. That performance leaves them with very little to go with, I would have to think, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it's all about how A.J. McCarron develops. If A.J. McCarron's ready to take over the team next year, you don't give Andy Dalton a lot of money. I think that we've seen a lot of situations where guys get contracts for mediocre play because their team simply can't do better than them. I'd like to see the Bengals go in a different direction. And it's not that Andy Dalton's a bad quarterback, but he's in that Colt McCoy class where it's probably a pretty solid backup to make sure you don't go 0-3 if your starter goes down for a month. But at the same time, Andy Dalton's got to show Cincinnati something. The rest of the team has progressed while he's certainly regressed. And if you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan, you can't be happy with the prospect of Andy Dalton being your starting quarterback going.
Let me throw a question out. When's the last time you played quarterback, Jeff?
That would be my junior year in high school, 1995.
Okay. Andy Dorf, when's the last time you played quarterback?
Probably a pickup game sometime in college with my buddies when we would all go home and play tackle football like a bunch of idiots.
All right, I was basically a wide receiver or tailback, not fast but very quick. Okay, all the way up. Okay, I could guarantee you that Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, nor Fred Wallen would ever throw a pass as a quarterback once we were 4 yards in front of the line of scrimmage. Now, you please explain that to me. It wasn't like he was a half yard or a foot. He was 4 yards in front of the line of scrimmage. Andy, tell me what was going on with him. There's something in his head. I couldn't believe what I saw.
Here's what happened. The guy completely lost his focus and had no idea where he was on the field, obviously, and made a complete and utter mental mistake. I mean, you can't say anything else than that. But, I want to get back to something that Fred said earlier in the conversation, which was about the Saints and the 49ers. And I think you have a very good point. The Saints can afford a loss here, whereas the 49ers can't. We know the Saints play in a very weak division. The 49ers, they don't play in a weak division, maybe the best division in football, but that can be discussed at a later point. Who's this game more important to you, Jeff, the 49ers or the Saints?
Oh, I don't even think it's a question. It's the 49ers. Now, and keep in mind, this is their second game at the Superdome since losing the Super Bowl to Baltimore, and they didn't win last year either against the Saints. I think they dropped them 23-20 right in the middle of the season. So, Colin Kaepernick, can he win in the Superdome? I know that it's usually a question of can you beat the Saints, but can you get out of your own way? And Colin Kaepernick has shown time and time again in the big game that the mistakes are going to come, and if you're a team like the New Orleans Saints and this is a close game, I think that you put it on Colin Kaepernick to beat you and see if he lets down the 49ers once again.
Yeah, I would agree with that too as a statement as well, because Kaepernick has been up and down all season as well, and if you put the pressure on him, let's see how he performs under that. Speaking of pressure, if you're the Jaguars, how hard do you come after Tony Romo today? And if you're a Cowboy fan, or if you're a fan of football in general, how worried are you for Tony Romo and the Cowboys today?
Yeah, you shouldn't be playing the game of football with a broken back. We preach about player safety all the time, and you're going to put a player out there. The cost of I know the Cowboys are having a good season, but Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett, everybody there needs to lighten up. This is this is a game. You come back and try to get him next year if you don't think Brandon Whedon can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. But I don't agree with Tony Romo playing a week ago, and he didn't. I don't agree with him playing today. I think that he needs to rest up. He's what, a 35-year-old man. He's got the rest of his life to think about. And we don't need to aggravate a spinal injury of any sort.
Fred, do you think that the bye week for the Cowboys next week has anything to do with their decision to play Tony Romo this week?
Well, I don't know, but I agree 100% with what Jeff just said. I think they proclaim that they care about players' health. You can't do this. It's sort of like Shanahan playing RG3 a couple years ago when he was already injured.
Career.
He ruined his career, and you don't want that to happen to Romo. You know, you can put Romo down for not coming through in the clutch, but you know, a player is always going to say he wants to play. So now if you got the player and Jerry Jones saying play, well, somebody's got to step in. It's got to be a league-type doctor, perhaps, who buds in and says, wait a minute, let me check his back. I don't care what the Dallas people say. Let me double-check. And, you know, again, I mean, you don't want some a paralysis or something like this. If the back is a spine, it's a very, very dangerous part of your body if it's hurt. And there are 300-pound guys who are jumping on you. And, and Andy, your first question is, yeah, Jacksonville's going to go after him because wouldn't you want to play against Brandon Whedon?
Of course I would, especially after what I saw last week, what he did against our Arizona Cardinals here. Hey, this is one I got to get in before we get out of here. Adrian Peterson, the newest news is the NFL Players Association is going to ask for reinstatement. How do you guys feel about this? Fred, you first, and then we'll let Jeff finish us off.
Since there are no rules or regulations, he's going to pay his fine, or he paid his $2,000 fine. I think at some point, either late this year or next year, you're going to let him back in. You're not going to suspend him forever. You just because you don't have any rules set up in advance. So the point is, I'll never look at him again with a straight face. But I think he's got to play at some point.
Jeff, if you're the Minnesota Vikings, do you want this guy back?
Yeah, it's a matter of how soon do you want him on the field. I think that we've definitely seen over the last 6 to 8 weeks that winning football games is a higher priority than the behavior off the field, and it's just a matter of how soon can he be in game shape to help trip Teddy Bridgewater or the Vikings out on the field.
Hey, Jeff, appreciate it as always. Why don't you plug how people can check you out?
Hey, the website is morethanafan.net. We do a regular all NFL Monday column. If you're a Browns fan, immediately after the Browns game on mtafcleveland.com, Nick Markajohn and I do a rapid react, and you can follow me on Twitter. @JRichRadio.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorfman, and that was Jeff Rich. Keep it close. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Hello, you have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off new Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111. That's 866-671-0111. Or visit easyofficephone.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle.
you notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions encouraged, welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I want to keep it in the NFL. A lot of good games. I really believe that today. You got the Chiefs and the Bills, two teams that are 5-3. How do you see this game? I think it's Kyle Orton and Alex Smith and, a couple guys that you don't really look for to be excellent, but at the end of the day, they're both playing okay and their teams are above 500.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm surprised the Bills have had so many injuries and they're still there. Last year, of course, the Chiefs opened 9-0, and you knew they wouldn't repeat that. But, Jerry Burke, who I do Friday Night Sports Radio America, brought up a good point. I want to know if you agree. He said, if you're Jim Harbaugh right now, you're sorry you made the situation change and basically got rid of Alex Smith and kept Colin Kaepernick. Agree or disagree?
Disagree. I think the ceiling with Kaepernick is higher. And again, you just said about the Chiefs. Well, they weren't going to do what they did last year again, right? Well, I think it's tough to think that Kaepernick was going to come out and do what he did again. I mean, look, when you have a book on somebody and you've had him around for a little bit longer, well, it makes the read on that guy a little bit easier. So I really think that that's more of the case for Kaepernick this season than anything, to be honest with you. And he's going to have to develop as a quarterback a little bit. I mean, look, you have some points. Yeah, does he need to develop and does he need to figure out some things? Absolutely. But I think his ceiling is definitely higher than Alex Smith's ceiling.
No, I agree. Jerry and I disagreed on the air on Friday night on Sports Byline, and I agree with you. I think the ceiling is higher. He can do more things, obviously. Alex Smith
will make fewer mistakes. Yeah.
Alex Smith will make fewer mistakes than Kaepernick. But, Alex Smith had a tough go in the NFL. I mean, how many different offensive coordinators did he have and coaches in San Francisco?
Very true. Of course,
and then he loses a job when he was leading the all the quarterbacks as far as quarterback ratings. He comes back and doesn't have a job. I mean, so he has not had an easy road in the National Football League out of the University of Utah. But I think Kaepernick does have a higher ceiling, and he can get you further, I think, than Alex Smith, because Kaepernick, just add the running capability. I mean, that makes the defense isolate one guy basically on the quarterback, because otherwise he's going to be able to run and run and run some more. Now, Jerry's point, and this is pretty good too, I mean, it's not a point I really disagree with. If you have a Russell Wilson, he'll keep looking downfield for an open receiver. Kaepernick, once he makes up his mind to run, might not do it quite as much. You hope that quarterbacks keep looking, even if they're going to run, they keep looking because somebody can get open at any moment. So I think Russell Wilson has it over Kaepernick, and I don't blame him for the fumble last week. I mean, that's just something that happens. And I think the 49ers are in trouble because there's got to be some internal something going on there anyway. So it's not all on Kaepernick. If you look at his stats, I mean, he's got more yards and everything else. I mean, it's not like he's having an awful season, but he's not having the season he had last year. I agree with you 100%. As far as Kansas City and Buffalo, with all the injuries the Bills have had, you've got to give them a lot of credit for having a five-win season right now. You really do.
Well, and, I'm just going to compare Colin Kaepernick and Alex Smith's numbers this year. Smith is 165 for 246, right? And for 1,692 yards. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you here is these numbers are almost identical, to be honest with you. Kaepernick, 165 for 257, and he's got about 300 more yards, 1,956. The difference is one in touchdowns. Kaepernick has 12, and Alex Smith has 11. So in all honesty, based on that, they're very similar, but
like you think and like I think. The difference is the running capability that Kaepernick brings. So to me, that's the big difference in these two guys. And I think you have a great point. Alex Smith isn't going to make as many mistakes, but at the same time, he's not going to make as many great plays, you know. So true. You got to take the good and the bad. It's sort of like, you know, Brett Favre. Think about it, man. I would love and hate the guy all in one game. When you think about it, he could do some of the greatest things at one possession, and then the next possession, the guy would look like he shouldn't be on the field. So, you know, the ability to go out there and make plays. There's a lot to be said for that. And I think Colin Kaepernick has the ability to go out and make plays. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has the capability better than both of these guys to be able to make plays, whether it's with his leg or whether it's with his legs or with his arms. So, yeah, at this point, I think Russell Wilson is better than Kaepernick. And I think that his ceiling is very high, to be honest with you. And again, like you said, I don't blame the fumble on him either.
No, I don't. You know, that's going to happen. And again, the 49ers shouldn't have been in that position where they had to score with less than a minute to go. I mean, they shouldn't have been in that position. It's only third down. You're not going to go for a field goal at that point. You're going to try to score, and you just fumble. And that's that. But, I mean, it's the whole team. The St. Louis Rams are not very good. Yeah, and you got to give Davis credit to that what he's doing as a quarterback, but he's not a great quarterback. I mean, it's just impossible to believe that the 49ers allowed the Rams to be that close. And if you allow a team to stay close, they're going to start to believe. And, of course, last two or three years, some of those games have been really close to the Rams and the 49ers, and that's why the 49ers lost. They kept the Rams in the game. And that can't be. So there is something going up north, something going on up north with Harbaugh. And by the way, Andy, I you know, there's a million games on yesterday, but I was honestly watched almost the entire Michigan Northwestern game. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
My prediction is neither coach is coming back. I mean, it was Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern going for two at the end. Now, the odds of he thought he was the smartest guy in the room. Okay. The odds in college football of making the 2-point conversion is like 35%. The odds, if you go to overtime, basically are 50-50. Plus, you have a better, plus you have a field goal kicker that can kick further than the Michigan field goal kicker. Plus, you got the home field advantage. Mm-hmm. Don't you give yourself a 50-50 shot instead of a, let's say, a 35-40% shot?
You know what? I think at the end of the day, I think what this guy was thinking was, hey, it really doesn't matter if we win or lose this football game. No, I'm being serious, though. I mean,
they were just tired.
Well, no, I think it was just one of those things like, let's try to win the game right now instead of going into overtime.
Yeah,
And like you said, I mean, I agree. You get a 50-50 shot to win in overtime, but what did that game mean? It meant nothing to either one of these teams when you really think about it.
Well, but it could mean something to the coach coming back.
That's true, but it means nothing for the season. So at that point, I mean, I don't agree with what he did, but I'm saying I think that's kind of what his philosophy was. Hey, let's go out and win right now instead of going into overtime and having that 50-50 shot. For what reason? I have no clue. But I just think that they thought that it didn't really matter whether they win or lose the football game. Look, we see it in every single thing when you think about it. You don't even see like those types of things happening in the Pop Warner level, the Pee Wee level, you know. So when you think about it, that's a terrible mistake that he made. But at the same time, I don't think it mattered one way or the other. Hey, let me ask you about the Steelers. 6-3, kind of in a battle there with Cleveland. Somewhat of a surprise, to be honest with you, when you think about it, because they had Johnny Football coming in, and you thought maybe that there'd be some problems with Hoyer at the quarterback here and there, and people would want Johnny Football in there. The Browns have done pretty well. Well, let's face it, and that defense is very good. But Pittsburgh, kind of quiet, to be honest with you, Fred, 6-3, and not a lot of talk about them. How do you feel about the Steelers?
Well, I predict that Big Ben will not throw 6 touchdown passes today, since he's thrown 6 the last 2 games for an all-time NFL record.
Yeah.
You know, this looked like a trap, but the Jets are so bad. They're four and a half or 4 point favorite Steelers are on the road. It looks like a trap game. It looks like a game where everybody's going to pile on the Steelers and the Jets are going to play their one good game of the season. But I think the Jets are so rotten that it's impossible. And the Steelers did see what happened on Thursday night, and they're in a very, very tough division. You know, I don't think they're as talented, certainly, as the division with Arizona, Seattle, and the 49ers, but any of those four teams can win that division. So the Steelers have to take advantage of a weakling, and there's hardly a bigger weakling than the Jets outside of maybe Oakland and Jacksonville. So,
right.
I mean, and now you got Vic, and I don't know what that means, but I got to lean toward Pittsburgh here. I mean, it looks like a trap, but I got to think Pittsburgh can win by more than four.
Very quietly, Big Ben having an MVP-like season. I mean, has more yards than Peyton Manning, has just two less touchdowns thrown than Peyton Manning. Is he an MVP candidate in your mind?
Let's see what happens the rest of the way. Let's see what happens with the Steelers the rest of the way. If they go 12-4, something like that, and he continued his fine play. And they said this on last time I saw Pittsburgh play. Antonio Brown might be the best wide receiver in the league. You get the ball to him in open field. He's quite capable of going all the way every single time he touches the ball.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
I mean, he really is. I mean, he's been a good receiver, but in the offseason something happened where now he's a spectacular receiver. He might be Megatron certainly, but he's been hurt. But Antonio Brown's in the top 1, 2, or 3 in the National Football League right now.
I agree 100%. Very good wide receiver in the league. Cardinals and Rams today, Fred. 7-1 Cardinals, 3-5 Rams. You know, you talk about trap games. Rams, I think, are better than their record. What do you think?
I think both teams are very well coached. I really do. I don't know. I mean, again, the Cardinals are on such a hot streak now that who knows? Palmer got the extension a couple of days ago. So what is that going to mean? I don't know. The Rams have some injuries, obviously, and you're going with Davis. I mean, again, you would think that Arizona's defense, which is their number one thing, should be able to take advantage of Davis at quarterback because he does make mistakes, but he's won a couple games for the Rams. So, I'm going to be watching it on DirecTV. I'll be watching all of them, and we'll see how it goes.
Cardinals, like you said, 3-year extension, $50 million. Is that too much for Carson Palmer at this point?
Okay, so it's like $20 million guaranteed. Now, I don't know if he can live the next year on $20 million, but I think he can. Of course these guys are all overpaid. It's a joke. I mean, just like corporations don't pay taxes, you start laughing. But, the reason I'm paying $200 a month for DirecTV is because Carson Palmer's making $20 million. That's part of it. So the point, in fact, is all these players are over. Andy Dalton, you know, I think only 1 or 2 years was guaranteed, but he got a $100 million contract just a few months before the season began. Andy Dalton, we talked about Andy before. Has he ever won a clutch game in his life in the pros? Now, at TCU, he won a lot of clutch games, but in the pros, he's shown me very little. I mean, to get your team to the playoffs, fine, but when you're on national TV and you never show up, I mean, it's sort of like a pattern there. If they give Andy Dalton $100 million, I guess you can give Carson Palmer $50.
Oldest rivalry in football, Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. Do the Bears have any shot at Lambeau Field today?
Well, I do think they have a shot. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. You know that Cutler would like to do his thing against the Green Bay Packers. You know the two quarterbacks in Rodgers and Cutler are very competitive toward one another. So I think you're going to see a lot of passing. There is some internal situation going on with the Bears. I think some of the guys don't like Cutler. As a fan, I don't necessarily like him because I've seen him berate teammates in the past. I think Green Bay will win. Would I give 7? That's a pretty big number. What do you think?
I think the Packers win pretty emphatically, to be honest with you. But people might call me a homer, but his rating in Green Bay is abysmal, to be honest with you. So yep. I don't see that changing today. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man.
one final segment here, some final thoughts. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Sports Byline USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Got to thank Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com as she joins us each and every week in hour number one. Got to thank John Poulter as well, our professor of sports, for joining us. And then got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us in this hour, talking some NFL football. Fred, your thoughts about your Los Angeles Lakers, how long could you rant about them?
Well, I could probably stop eating. Like apparently Charles Barkley said, I don't know. Charles going to end up a very thin guy. Sunday night, of course, the Lakers are a 2.5-point underdog at home against Charlotte. If they lose it, they're 0-6. And they got a tough schedule in front of them. They leave the home environment of Southern California and go on the road. And again, Kobe took 37 shots in the last game. You can't do that. And you just can't. I don't care if they don't have anybody scoring. You just got to. If you take that many shots, Andy, we've all played basketball. Everybody else is going to stop dead in their tracks. Just not going to work. This is a horrible team. 9-73 is the number. It keeps popping up in my head. I'm not sure they're going to win 9 games.
You know what? They could go 0-13. He may not be eating till Thanksgiving, Fred, to be honest with you. So Charles Barkley could lose a lot of weight. We'll have to get into some of the things going on in the NBA next week. We haven't really put much into it, but
early problems in Cleveland, but we all know that they'll get things kind of righted there. The Eastern Conference isn't that great, but Toronto playing well, Washington playing well, the Bulls playing well. Fred, I'm going to let you rock and roll. Have a great day watching football, and we'll get at it next week.
Talk to you, Andy.
Sounds good. For Fred and everybody else, have a great day. Watch lots of sports, and we'll talk to you right here next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.